So it's the end of the day, it's Tuesday, and a very warm welcome to you to the program As the Sun Sets. It's the time when we just settle down at the end of the day and simply thank the Lord for the gift of this day, His forgiveness for the things that we've done wrongly, but just to be aware of God's incredible, gratuitous love, mercy, compassion, forgiveness. Call it what you like. Sometimes we can forget about that. We think of a God who is up there, somewhere out there. But we forget that He's a God who lives deeply here in our hearts and in our lives. And so we want to simply say, thank you, Lord. And we come to you at the end of the day to say, thank you for being with us. Thank you for being our Father. And thank you for this incredible love that you have for us. So let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord as we begin our evening prayer on this Tuesday evening. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Help me today, show me the way.
You cannot serve both God and wealth. Psalm 48, about the uselessness of riches. Hear this, all you peoples. Give heed, all who dwell in the world. Men, both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom. My heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable, and with the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the malice of the foes who surround me? Men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches. For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age, though their names spread wide through the land. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You cannot serve both God and wealth. Store up treasure for yourselves in heaven, says the Lord. This is the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep, they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning, their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death, and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise me for my success. Yet he will go to join his fathers, who will never see the light anymore. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Store up treasure for yourselves in heaven, says the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor. Our Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14. Now when the crowds had eaten their fill, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side, where we were, while he would send the crowds away. Now after sending the crowds away, Jesus went up into the hills by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone, while the boat, by now far out on the lake, was battling with heavy sea, for there was a headwind. And in the fourth watch of the night, he went towards them, walking on the lake. And when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said. They cried out in fear. But at once Jesus called out to them, saying, "Courage, courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." And it was Peter who answered. "Lord," he said, "if it is you, tell me to come to you across the water." "Come, come," said Jesus. And then Peter got into the boat, and he started walking towards Jesus across the water. But as soon as he felt the force of the wind, he took fright and began to sink. "Lord, save me," he cried. And Jesus put out his hand at once and held him. "Man of little faith," Jesus said, "why did you doubt?" And as they got into the boat, the wind dropped. And the men in the boat bowed down before Jesus and said, "Truly, truly, you are the Son of God." And then, having made the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the local people recognized him, they spread the news through the whole neighborhood. And they took all that were sick to him, begging him just to let them touch the fringe of his cloak. And all those who touched it were completely cured. And so here we have Matthew once again giving words of encouragement to the people in the year 80, in the first century. A lovely, lovely story, because as we know, the people in those days were feeling the headwinds, so to speak. They felt very much like the disciples on the boat in the rough seas, being buffeted this way and that. And Matthew is saying, when you're experiencing being buffeted this way and that, remember that the Lord comes to you as he came to the disciples in the boat and brought them peace. "Why are you afraid? Don't be afraid. It is I." And it was Peter then who said, "Lord, if it's you, let me come to you across the water." "Come, come," said Jesus. And Peter started walking across the water and then started to doubt. "Is this possible that I'm walking on the water?" I began to sink, and Jesus put out his hand to save him, got into the boat, and the wind dropped. "Man of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt? Why did you doubt?" And then they got into the boat, the wind dropped, and then the people in the boat, the disciples, said, "Truly, truly, you are the Son of God." A wonderful story. And then when he gets to the other side, to the pagan side of the lake, Gennesaret, they brought people to him who were sick, who needed healing. And Matthew tells us they were completely cured. Not just cured, but completely cured. A total cure. A lovely story, and I think it's a story that reflects just what we feel ourselves in the world today. And I think there are many of you who today feel very much like this. Goodness, not only you, but there are times when even I feel like this. And who am I? So different to you? Not at all. Very often, I feel myself in the world, in the church, in Radio Veritas, in my personal life, like those disciples in the boat, being buffeted this way and that, being buffeted by the things of this world, by the attitudes of people, by the things people say, by their love, by their hatred, by their whatever it is, being buffeted this way and that. And then somebody comes into one's life, and suddenly things calm down again. Why were you so afraid? Why did you doubt? How many times I've, over the years, said to myself, as we continue to row the boat of Radio Veritas, and we go through a time where we say, my goodness, are we going to get through this? We are so desperately in need of help, financial assistance, help in terms of personnel, help in terms of direction of how to go and where to go, what's our vision, what is our mission, and so on. And that sometimes I say to myself, we are truly being buffeted this way and that. Can we get through this? And as the Lord says to us, why were you so of such little faith? Why did you doubt? And so what Matthew is saying and what the Lord is saying to us, as we go through life, and as we feel the force of the wind and the boat being buffeted this way and that, as you feel the church being hit this way and that through what people are saying, through the bad example of priests and bishops and people and so on, sometimes we can lose faith and we feel very much like those disciples out at sea, being buffeted this way and that. And then suddenly Jesus appears in our midst. Why were you so afraid? Why did you doubt? The Lord has said, I will be with you always to the end of time. And we must never doubt this for a single moment, that the Lord Jesus is with us in the joyful moments of our lives, but also in the sad and dark moments of our lives. The times when we are being buffeted this way and that, when our marriage is falling to pieces, when our work situation is falling to pieces, when we are on the verge of being dismissed, when we are on the verge of collapsing, of saying to ourselves, there is no future, what can I do? And so many people find themselves in that situation and say the only option is suicide. When people have lost faith completely. And the Lord says, why did you doubt? I am there with you. I'm not only walking with you, I'm actually carrying you. And all I want you to do is to place your faith and your trust in me. And that's my prayer for you and for me this evening. Let me place our faith and our trust in the Lord. That as the Lord works with us and walks with us, and as we find ourselves being buffeted this way and that, that we open our hearts and our eyes and our ears to the Lord who says, why did you doubt? Never doubt. Courage. Be assured, I am with you now and always. That's the conviction that we must have. Never lose sight of this. If we lose sight of that, then we might as well give up. But the Lord says, I am with you always. And he does even more than simply saying, I am with you always. Just as the people reached out to touch the fringe of his cloak, the Lord wants to heal you completely from your loneliness, your isolation, your rejection, your whatever it is, your sins. People were completely cured, and the Lord wants to cure you and me completely. Let him do that. Place your faith and your trust in the Lord and know that he is right there with you. And never, never doubt that for a moment. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. You will give me the fullness of your joy in your presence, O Lord. I will find happiness at your right hand forever. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You will give me the fullness of joy in your presence, O Lord. Another beautiful prayer of Mary. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do great things for us, O Lord, for you are mighty, and holy is your name. Now Christ is the shepherd of his flock. He loves and cares for his people, and so we turn to him in trust and say, Lord, we need your care. Christ our Lord, you are pastor of all the ages. Protect our bishop, our bishops, Booty, Duncan, and all the pastors of your church. Be with those who are persecuted for their faith, and those cut off from the support of the church. Good Shepherd, in their pain and isolation, may they know your care. Bring healing to the sick. Give nourishment to the hungry. We remember those who make our laws and those who apply them. Lord, give them wisdom and discernment. And gather the flock for which you lay down your life, and bring home to their father's house all who have died in your peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Yours is the day, and yours the night, Lord God. Let the Sun of Justice shine so steadily in our hearts, that we may come at length to that light where you dwell eternally. And we make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Yes, indeed. Sing a new song unto the Lord, and that's what we want to do as we commit ourselves to the Lord and simply trust in the closeness of Jesus to us in our lives. Never lose faith, and always hear the words of Jesus who says to you, "Courage, it is I. I am here with you in all the difficulties that you're experiencing in life, whether they be relational problems, financial difficulties, work, family, you name it, the Lord is always there in our lives." Well, it's been lovely being with you for the last half hour. I trust you've enjoyed just praying with me, reflecting on the gospel, and I pray that the gospel will carry you to bed this evening, that you'll think about the goodness of the Lord and the closeness of the Lord to you in your life. I'll be back with you again tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock with the program Matins. But thank you so much for joining me at this time as we come to the end of the day and simply say thank you to the Lord for what he has done for us. Let me remind you of a couple of things that in October, on the 4th of October, we're having our golf day, the Radio Veritas Golf Day at the Serengeti Golf Course. Please, if you'd like to support us in any way by sponsorship or whatever the case might be, buying tickets, playing in four-ball alliances, and so on, contact Mahadi on 011-663-4700. Well, time for me to go. Have a wonderful evening. Keep warm, and I wish you a wonderful day of voting tomorrow. From me, Father Emil, good night, and God bless.